Sometimes, the score doesn't reflect the result. That was the case after the McLean and Dickey Terriers lost 5-1 on home ice Saturday night when the visiting Stayner Siskins wrestled a 2-0 series lead in the best-of-seven Provincial Junior Hockey League semi-final. The game was a pressure-packed, tight playoff contest that Stayner blew apart late in the final frame with a pair of empty net goals. For the second straight game, Stayner broke the ice early when Sam Shakes scored 7 minutes into the opening period. The Siskins extended their lead to 2-0 when Caleb Booth scored early in the second stanza. But the Terriers fought back and Mason Beck's goal brought the crowd of more than 450 fans to their feet and gave the home side some life. But Shake's second of the contest, with less than 5 minutes on the clock, was a backbreaker, giving the visitors a 3-1 lead heading into the third period. Smelling blood, Stayner controlled the play for much of the final 20 minutes, icing the victory with an empty net goal with just over 3 minutes remaining. A last-minute goal for the Siskin cemented the 5-1 triumph and the 2-0 series lead. For the second straight game, the Terriers were outshot, this time 38-26. Aurelia netminder Aiden Jerry was strong between the pipes, but was outplayed by Stayner goalie Matteo Gennaro, who was named the game's first star. The penalty killing was again strong on both sides. The Terriers did not allow Stayner to score on any of its 5 power plays. However, the Terriers could not capitalize on any of their 3-man advantage opportunities. There is not much time to fret about the loss. A pivotal third game in the series will be played this afternoon at the Stayner Memorial Arena. Game time is 1:30 p.m.